It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 23rd of March? Are you well? I do hope so. On this day, my favorite music and a little lesson on the Indian festival Holi coming up, so don't touch that dial.
We're in the Sound Kitchen cooking I don't know what. My name is Bill Hunt, W.M. Hunt. Susan's cooking something special today.
A special call out to all our listeners in Pakistan. Today is Pakistan's Republic Day, the day Pakistanis celebrate the Lahore Resolution, passed on this day in 1940. The Lahore Resolution called for independent states in British India in the areas in which Muslims were the majority. And 16 years later, to the day, in 1956, the Islamic Republic of Pakistan was born, making Pakistan the world's first Islamic Republic. I hope you're all having a great day, and I wish I were there to celebrate and banquet with you. I am an enormous fan of Pakistani food, especially those spicy pickles.
Mmm, yummy!
Football fans out there, on this day in 1888, in England, the Football League, the world's oldest professional football league, met for the first time. The English Football League was the top-level league in England from its foundation until 1992, when the top 22 clubs split away to form the Premier League. But you knew all that already, right? And once again, this happens often enough for it to be weird. There were not one, not two, but three Nobel Prize winners born on this day. In 1858, it was Ludwig Quid, a German pacifist and politician. He won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1927. And in 1881, on this day, both a literature prize winner and a chemistry prize winner were born. French novelist Roger Martin Dugard won the prize for literature in 1937, and German chemist Hermann Staudinger won the prize for chemistry in 1953. So if it's your birthday today, I hope you're living up to your potential. Who knows? You could be the fourth Nobel Prize winner born on this day.
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
And now, my friends, are you ready? 'Cause it's time for the quiz. On the 9th of February, I asked you a question about El Salvador. On the 3rd of February, the citizens of El Salvador went to the polls to vote for their next president. I asked you to send in the name of the man who won the election, the name of his party, as well as the names of the two other contestants and the names of their parties. The answer is Nayib Bukele. Bukele ran as the candidate of the Grand Alliance for National Unity, a center-right political party. He was opposed by Carlos Calleja from the Conservative Arena Party and by Farabundo Marti from the National Liberation Front. Nayib Bukele will take office on June 2nd of this year. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Nasir Mohammed from Katsina State, Nigeria, and Abu Sayed, the president of the online RFIDX Club in Rajshahi, Bangladesh. There's Sharif Deen from Rajasthan, India, and two new participants in the Sound Kitchen quizzes, Tantin Goguma from Ottawa, Canada, and Christopher Murray from Wicklow, Ireland. Christopher Murray added a little note which always warms the cockles of my heart. He wrote that he started listening to The Sound Kitchen after hearing the promos on Paris Live, our afternoon news broadcast. He misses our morning programs because, as he wrote, they were a good source for news from Africa, which is largely neglected elsewhere. But he's faithful, Christopher Murray. He tunes into Paris Live every day. Thank you, Christopher. Hey, everyone out there. You all listen to Paris Live, right? It's a good program. Short, that's true, but sweet. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. I suppose you've all heard of the horrible hate crime New Zealand suffered last week. It's cold comfort, true, but at least it's not only the people, but their elected officials, too, who are united in ensuring that this never happens again on their island. They have banned semi-automatic assault weapons. This week, many groups, mainly students, but groups from all across the country paid homage to the victims with a very traditional chant, which comes from the Maoris, New Zealand's first occupants. What is it called, this chant? Again, what is the name of the Maori chant which students performed across New Zealand in homage to the victims of the white supremacist terrorist attack on Friday the 15th? You have until the 22nd of April to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 27th of April to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you're a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
You're listening to The Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Happy Holi, even if late, from RFI English to all our listeners who celebrated on Thursday. What is Holi? Here's listener Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, who will tell you all about it.
This is Jayanta Chakrabarty of New Delhi, India. As India celebrates the colorful spring festival of Holi, I have a special message dedicated to all listeners of Radio France International. Holi, as you know, is a festival of colors and fun, a celebration of human goodness and regeneration and all of the joy and mirth it stands for. In India, it is universally celebrated by all communities, irrespective of religious faiths and social standing, and by both young and old. Holi celebrations begin with much fanfare, smearing of colors on each other and on the feet of elders as a mark of respect. Revered elders who are no more with us are remembered. In this air of festivity, colored waters are sprinkled with toy water cannons and balloons by young people, greeting friends and foes with equal zeal and exchanging sweetmeats specially made for the occasion. The colors of Holi symbolize the spreading of brotherhood, harmony and universal love, peace and tranquility, a time to forget the painful past and look forward to a life of hope and dreams. On the evening prior to Holi, bonfires are lit, sprinkling the fire with peanuts and corn as revelers dance and sing around them. The burning fire acts as the purifier, destroying all past animosities and failures, bad, outdated and evil ideas, in the hope of enriching the world with greater bountifulness and cultivating human values of love, passion and spiritual virtues. You should visit India at this time of this year, when spring is just being welcomed, to witness the rite of colors of man and nature and much bonhomi yourselves. Thank you.
Thanks, Jayanta. I hope someday I'll be in India for this festival, which sounds delightful. Listeners, send your holly photos in so we can post them on the RFI English and the Sound Kitchen Facebook pages. Before we go, a brief reminder. I'm collecting your voices for drops for both the Sound Kitchen and our afternoon news program, Paris Live. What are drops? They're those little sound bites we drop here and there in our programs. You know what I mean. I am Samuel Francis from Jamaica, and you're listening to the Sound Kitchen. Those. Rendezvous on both the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, and on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page for the texts. Or be creative and make up your own. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to RFI sound engineer Elliot Bourrel in Studio 23, and thanks to you for listening. I won't be here for the next 2 weeks, but lucky you, you get Olia Horton in my stead, and I know she'll do a great job in the kitchen, so tune in. For today's My Favorite Music, I'll play you out with a request by Helmut Matt. Helmut prefers Western classical music, but said that his favorites change from time to time. Right now, Hans wrote, I love to listen and dance to Jakob Paseler's most famous work, Souvenir de Herculesbad. Listeners, Herculesbad is in Romania. Paseler's waltz, Helmut continues, is a hymn dedicated to the city, and for me it creates beautiful memories of my trips to that beautiful country. Wow, Helmut, I'm impressed you can waltz to this. You must be one fine dancer. Thanks for sharing. Helmut Mott is an RFI Listeners Club member who lives in Herbolzheim, Germany. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch. I'll be back with you on the 13th of April.